Let's party like it's 1999 again as we go back to the 90s. In 60 seconds, we're going back to Monday, June 7th, 1999.
Another 90s moment.
Force is unusually strong with him. The adventure. At last, we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last, we will have revenge.
Oh my!
It was the 7th of June, 1999. Scientists announced discovery of two new elements, atomic numbers 116 and 118. Aw, crap, does this mean I have to go back to school? Jennifer Lopez had a number one single, If You Had My Love. What, the world will be a better place? On the country scene, Tim McGraw had a 5-week number one with Please Remember Me, the number one movie at the box office, Star Wars The Phantom Menace 3D, but new in theaters, Walt Disney's drama, Instinct. That's all for me, 90s friends, if you'll excuse me. I'm gonna go lace up my moonwalk shoes. I'll talk to you Monday on another 90s flashback.
I'm Forrest Gump.
And I'm Darian, and it's time to go back to the 90s. In 60 seconds, I'm going to flash you back all the way to 1994.
The U.S. ping pong team met with President Nixon today at an Oval Office ceremony.
Wouldn't you know it, a few months later, they invited me and the ping pong team to visit the White House. So I went again. And I met the President of the United States again.
Today is November 5th, and on this date in 1994, George Foreman KOs Michael Moorer in the 10th round for the heavyweight boxing title. Space probe Ulysses completes its first passage behind the sun. President Bill Clinton had a much-deserved night off. What did he do? Well, he snuggled up with his wife Hillary and watched a full hour of Cops on Fox, followed by America's Most Wanted. Hillary wanted to watch the two-hour Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman on CBS. Time for me to fly, 90s fans. I have an appointment with my doctor, Doogie Howser. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback.
All right. It's morphin' time!
And it's also time to go back to the 90s. I'm your dream lover host, Darian. In 1 minute, I'm going to flash you back to 1993.
Alpha, we have a dangerous situation at hand. The Green Ranger is losing his powers. You must get him out of the battle immediately.
Today is November 12th. And on this date in 1993, a 7.1 seaquake occurred east of Kamchatka. The Chinese MD-82 makes a crash landing at Urumqi. You skateboarded down the street after leaving school, listening to Meatloaf's number one song, I'll Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that. You were stoked because it was Friday night and you were gonna go see Walt Disney's new picture entitled The Three Musketeers. But first you had to check out your ABC lineup of Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I'm out of here, 90s fans. If you'll excuse me, Zordon needs me at the command center. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback. This is how we do it. It's time to go back to the 90s. I'm your host, Darian. After this break, we're flashing back to this date in 1995.
We'll be right back.
Spider-Man had to save me. If you were half the man he is,
Peter, I was so worried about you.
And I was worried about you too, Aunt May. I'm just sorry you had to see all this.
Well, actually, it was kind of exciting. Now, dear, about that nice girl I want you to meet.
It was a Saturday on January 14th, and on this date in 1995, over 10,000 South Africans attended the state funeral of Joe Slovo. At the 16th Ace Cable Awards, HBO wins 23 awards. Why was Boyz II Men still on bended knee? I don't know, but they still had the number one song in the country. Legends of the Fall was the number one flick, and Chuck Norris was back in Kickin' Booty on Walker, Texas Ranger. It's time to creep out of here, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm being investigated by the X-Files. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback.